Broadcasting live from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's OAUG Radio at Collaborate 15, the technology and applications forum for the Oracle community. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to Collaborate 2015 live from the beautiful convention center of Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. Ryan McPherson, my fearless co-host, how's it going, man?
Doing pretty good. You know, Michael, you've been asking me all day how I've been doing.
Yes.
I want to ask you, how are you doing?
You know what? I'm actually doing well. The coolest thing about the convention so far is everyone's really enthusiastic. Everyone loves what they're doing. The technical aspect of it may be a little bit beyond me, but I'm catching up. I'll get there.
Man, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man.
Who we got next?
Okay, well, the person we have next here today, she's someone who's been on several times when we come out here and hang out with the folks at OAUG. We have with us the practice director with InfoSemantics, Ms. Karen Brownfield. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great. It's the end of the second day, and I'm getting tired.
And how many more days are there?
We still have Wednesday, and I'm a little over half day Thursday.
A little over half day. And you're here for the whole thing?
I'm here for the whole thing.
You're sticking it out, huh?
Yeah. I've got a daughter and a grandkid out this way, so
cool.
We're staying out because we're going to go visit them afterwards.
That's really cool. That's fun. That's good. Where are they, in Nevada or?
Huntington Beach, California.
Okay, cool. That's not too far. Good deal. Good deal. So back to what we're doing here today. Karen, tell me a little bit about your role in InfoSemantics.
My title is Oracle Practice Director, and one of the things I do is a lot of various jobs. I specifically work with clients that are looking to upgrade, come out and do an assessment, help them understand what customizations that they may be able to get away with, get rid of by upgrading. I also specialize in a product called Oracle Workflow, and there are a lot of clients that, whether intentionally or unintentionally, are unaware of the hidden dangers of ignoring this product.
Gotcha.
Hopefully they call me in before it gets out of hand, but I have also been on the help my production database. It's on its back. Can you get me back up? So
you're fixing it when it's broke too.
Yes.
And it's much more fun to figure it out beforehand.
Oh yes. Preventive maintenance is much better than oops.
And it's much more cost effective.
Yes.
Because you still got to go with the,
yes,
the right way. So one of the things that you kind of mentioned, and it's something we've touched on in previous conversations, but I'm really hoping to get really in the nitty-gritty today here with you, is the de-support of 11i and 12, and then what to do after that. So talked about the de-support issues with 11i.
Okay, and that's 12.0 specifically.
12.0, correct.
There's three versions of 12 right now. 12.0, which technically is already in full sustaining support as of January of this year. 11.5.10 is actually in year two of an exception, but that only goes through December of this year. So for 12.0, you're limited to what's out there on Metalink now. For 11i, you can file for a P1, meaning your system's flat on its back, but there's no new bugs, no new functionality, no updates. If someone finds a flaw in Java or in a Microsoft product or in the Oracle database, you're not eligible for that patch. So 11i customers need to start thinking about getting off of 11i and upgrading.
So that all makes sense to me, right? It's not supported. You're going to have more issues. When issues are resolved, you're not going to get the resolution. Why are people not doing it?
They're confused about where to go. As I said, there's three versions of 12 that are out there right now. 12.0 is not a choice because it's actually in worse support shape than 11i. 12.1.3 is got Premier, which means I get everything I want.
Right.
Support through 2016, sustaining support, which is almost the same because Oracle's waived the support fees through 2019. And then there's 12.2.4, which has been out now
18 months,
and therefore, including the sustaining support, which Oracle hasn't announced that they'll waive the fees, but it
looking like they will,
because there's not a new, there's nowhere to go beyond 12.2 right now. But anyway, that one goes out to 2021, including the sustaining support. 12.2.4 is very feature rich. 12.1.3 is very feature rich, and right now you can get new patches, new functionality. So either one is a very viable option. The other option is Oracle has a suite of applications called, they're calling Cloud, which for those of us that have been following Oracle for a while, that's the Fusion applications running a software as a service, as a subscription.
Right.
So you pay a monthly fee. It's, you know, you just pay a monthly fee and you run your business on it. Or you can run hybrid, which means you can run either 12.1.3 or 12.2.4 and what they run in a coexistence solution. So one of the more favorite ones is to run the new financial services, accounting hub, reporting services, and I may have had too many services in there, solution, which doesn't require like moving fully to one of the pillars in the cloud to re-implement. That one actually has scripts that will pull your GL data up into a reporting solution, and it's pretty easy to use. But the main thing to keep focus on is if you're running an 11i, your typical upgrade takes at a minimum 6 months. We're in April.
Yeah, so you're running out of time for December.
Yeah, that's, you know, the people that are sitting there. Now, Oracle has, for the few companies that have started their upgrade project and realize that they won't finish by December, if you go out, and it's a MyOracle support note, 1596629.1, it states that for a price, and at Oracle's discretion, they do not have to allow you to do this, companies can purchase an extension to the exception, which will go out for both 12.0 and or 11i one more year. Now, the price is non-negotiable. So when Oracle
right.
when Oracle says, I want this, it's non-negotiable. So, and they don't have to sell it to you, because they've announced this de-support policy for many, many years now. This is no secret. And you know, clients need to take advantage of it.
Right, right. So say that they're convinced, they're ready to move. What are some common pitfalls that they wouldn't think to look for? Because you don't know what you don't know.
No, you don't know what you don't know. For one thing, you've got to make sure, usually when you're upgrading, that you have... if you're going from 11i to a 12.1.3 or even to a 12.2, there's a set of patches that have to be put in midway through your upgrade called pre-install patches. And if you go out to the note 1633974.2, it's how to find eBusiness Suite and eBusiness Suite technology stack patches. So there's a tab on the note that links to the de-support policies if you're still unclear about them. It talks about the pre-install. It talks about the patches you need for your technology stack. It's sort of the one for DBAs, the one-stop shopping. And there's also a lot of stuff. You can go out to MyOracle support and you can type in 12.2 Information Center or 12.1.3 Information Center, because either one is a viable option. Although Cliff said in his keynote on Monday that even though they've got white papers out there on which should I choose, 12.1.3 or 12.2, he said there's no reason not to pick 12.2. 60 companies are already live. It'll be 100 by this summer. I'm watching the patches being released on both 12.1.3 and 12.2.4. There's actually more patches being released to fix stuff in 12.1.3.
It's more stable.
12.2.4. So 12.2.4 is actually more stable.
Yeah. Interesting. I wouldn't have thought that. So that that's their flagship. They're going to keep it running as best as they can, right?
And they learn from 12.1.3.
Right.
So all the issues, if people heard stories about going to 12.1.3 and it was buggy or whatever, 12.1.3 has been out, okay, if we're in 2019 minus 8, since 2011. So Oracle has had 4 years of, you know, learning how to go from 11i to release 12. All that is already built, pre-built into 12.2.
Right.
So, you know, it's certainly a much, much better release. And as Cliff said, there's no reason not to go to it. It has a new simplified UI. I heard someone today in one of the sessions state, I'm so tired of the old forms. Can we get rid of that and go to the new web forms? Because, you know, let's face it, people that are coming out of school nowadays are different generation.
Yeah.
And they want the new technology.
I do.
12 right. To, 12 to 4 has got a lot more uptake of that, of the new
okay.
technology. You can set your home, your landing page to be icon driven, so that when I log in, I just push an icon just like I do in on my iPhone.
Sure.
I push an icon, it opens an app. So there's a lot more of that. They've moved, for example, they've moved the order management workbench back to this new form. So it's a lot more of, I can take that device and then go run my business. I can walk around the shop floor with an iPad and run my business. They haven't moved all of the forms back down to this technology, but that's certainly the future direction.
It's the way it's going.
It's the way it's going, but you have to be at the 12-2-4 to get the uptake of this.
So if you're hiring a lot of millennials, which, you know, nowadays kind of have to, right? This is technology that's going to make them more effective.
It's going to make them more effective. It's going to even make, it's even going to make the old dinosaurs like myself more effective. I know that if I'm asked to go into an application and demo something or to get somewhere, when I log into 12-2-4, it's username, password, click where I want to go. In 12-1-3, it's username, password, okay, there. Now I got to click that responsibility, drill down, drill down, drill down, click. So, and it's very simple. And as a matter of fact, Infosomatics, for those that kind of want to do a little, wow, what does this look like? Infosomatics, as of last weekend, just stood up a public vision 12-2-4 database. So if you go out to infosomatics.com, you can actually sign up with an Oracle CSI number, and then we'll give you a username and a login, and you can go play with this new
user. You can go fiddle around.
You can go play with it.
That's pretty cool. That's smart, too.
Yeah.
Neat, neat, neat. So what's on the future for you guys at Infosomatics? What's on the cusp?
We're moving, like everybody else, into helping customers not only if they want to stay with eBusiness Suite, but also move into the cloud apps, either as a hybrid solution in conjunction with eBusiness Suite, or the cloud solutions have this concept of pillar, so that you can go with, you can put HCM in the pillar and run eBusiness Suite for manufacturing, because right now there's still no manufacturing order management. Or you can run CRM, which is new cool because it's also got the new technology with the iPad. You know,
yeah.
You see people wandering around now with the holder around their hand holding their iPad. That's kind of how the new applications are running. So we can help people make that decision. We can show you what's out there in 12-2-4. We can help you evaluate what customizations have to be retired. But more importantly, we can make sure that your company is able to move forward, because personally, I wouldn't want to be the person that when we go through this de-support date that has played bet my company on not having any issues.
Right. That's a bad place to be on.
It's a bad place.
You're asking for trouble.
Yeah, you are, because as Cliff pointed out Monday, what's going to happen is an Oracle releases these security fixes. Somebody, you know, we all wake up in the morning and the headlines of somebody else's security has been breached. Oracle's one of the largest databases in the world. People are constantly trying to attack it. And they're constantly, really quarterly, releasing these security fixes. When you blow through the support date, you don't get the security fixes. Not a good place to be.
And then you're wide open because they see the fix, and now they know, oh, there's a hole there on the older ones.
Yeah, yeah. So where people want to go is pick. You can pick 12-1-3. You can pick 12-2-4. You can pick full cloud as long as you're not running order management or manufacturing, or you can pick a hybrid solution. Best of both worlds.
Right, right. Well, thanks for coming on, Karen. We always appreciate you coming out.
Well, I appreciate it. Good to see you again.
Absolutely. And real quick for the viewers at home, where can people go to learn more about Infosomatics?
Infosomatics.com.
Boom. There it is. Thanks, Karen.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm Michael Lauer. We are winding down, but we got a few more before we head out. So stay tuned here from Collaborate 2015.